Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Suspicion by Joseph Finder, published by Head of Zeus in 2014. Today's book is about greed, consequences, and fathers and daughters. Danny is a struggling single father. His ex-wife died, leaving him with sole custody of their 16-year-old daughter, Abby. His wife used to work for a very rich charitable foundation, and through her connections, she managed to get Abby a place at the very exclusive Lyman Academy. Abby loves her school, but Danny can't afford the fees. He's behind on the payments, and now there's an expensive excursion to Europe, which Abby is dying to go on, but Danny has to break the news to Abby that she can't go. Then the school calls and advises Danny that he must make a payment by Friday, or Abby will be kicked out of the Lyman Academy. And if he doesn't sort this out, he will be the worst father ever. Now, Abby's been spending a lot of time with a new best friend from a very wealthy family. Danny is very uncomfortable with the friend with her chauffeur and big house. He and Abby are invited to dinner, and Danny meets the father, Thomas Galvin. And after dinner over cigars, Thomas offers Danny a loan. Enough money to pay off all his debts and tide him over until he finishes his book. Now, Danny refuses at first, but Thomas explains how this is the first school where his daughter has been happy, and this is all due to Abby. Reluctantly, Danny takes Thomas's money. Then the next day, the authorities turn up at Danny's door and accuse him of laundering drug money, asking him how to explain such a large sum of money appearing in his bank account. It turns out that the authorities are investigating Thomas and suspect him of being the head of a Mexican drug cartel in the United States. They offer Danny a deal. Spy on Thomas for them or face prosecution and lose his entire life. Now, Suspicion is a straight-up thriller. It moves really fast at a wicked pace with very short chapters. The suspicion, you know, as the title suggests, of who is the goodie and who is the baddie, changes page by page as Danny goes deeper into a world of organised crime, corrupt cops and violent revenge. And as a biographer, Danny is probably the last person with the skills to handle this new world. Danny's decision to take the money and save the relationship with his daughter has huge unintended consequences, and this is only the first of many poor decisions he makes. He can't tell anyone about the deal with the authorities, driving a rift between him and everyone else in his life. He begins to lie and cover up his movements, causing more trouble than good. The underlying need to protect his family makes this book rise above the usual thriller with lots of guns and violence. Obviously, the author is a master thriller writer. The pace is so tight and no facts are wasted. Now, this would be the perfect book for the pool or the beach. So if you like serious moral dilemmas, page turners, fathers and daughters, twists and turns, I recommend you take a look at Suspicion by Joseph Finder. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.